for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. I came across a video this week of an exercise class where everyone was wearing a harness that was suspended from the ceiling. It was stretchy, elastic, and it allowed the participants to leap and turn and somersault without fear of falling. I would love to try that. It looked so freeing. There is an elasticity to the themes our readings offer us this morning. There is a feeling of being harnessed and held in God's presence that we are invited into. There is a feeling of freedom that is God's gift to us if we trust in God's Spirit working in the world. When Samuel says, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," there is a trust that God is there with him, holding him in that listening. There is an elasticity, a stretching and suspension of time in our psalm. Our passage from Corinthians invites us into a feeling that we are held in God's hands. And our gospel passage, there is an elasticity in how Jesus moves on the Sabbath that we're invited to notice and to embody ourselves. Scientist and philosopher Alfred North Whitehead said this: "The worship of God is not a rule of safety. It is an adventure of the Spirit." It probably won't surprise you that I love this idea of an adventure of the Spirit, as I've talked about this earthly journey being a holy adventure before. This earthly life is an adventure of the Spirit. God's Spirit is moving all the time in us, in all of creation. God is creating and recreating with us and without us, but God is always inviting us to join in and be co-creators. We are invited again and again to reorient ourselves to God's Spirit already at work. We are invited again and again to move our hearts and minds toward the unexpected, toward what has yet to unfold, trusting that God working in our lives is motivated by love. We are invited to trust in God's grace in our struggles, to trust that God is holding us in it all. God said to Samuel, "Come on an adventure of the Spirit. Come and join in the story of the cosmos." And Samuel says, yes. He says, "Speak, your servant is listening." How often does fear make us cry out to God, "Lord, hear my prayer," instead of, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening"? God is with us in that fear, inviting us to move toward trust. On Tuesdays, when we gather for Lectio Divina and Eucharist, we pray this in our intercessions: God of grace and hope, help us to move from fear to trust. Your grace surrounds and fills us. Remind us that you provide all we need. We are invited to move from fear to trust again and again on this life's journey. We are invited to feel God holding us in all our feelings, in the highs and in the lows. We are invited to feel God holding us like that elastic harness in that exercise class, holding us so that we can leap and somersault, and so that we can be suspended and lifted up in all that life brings. There is an elasticity in our song, a stretching from past to present to future. We are reminded that we were known by God before we knew. That knowing, that divine spark that is God at our very core, center, soul, was there before we began to ask questions, before we knew. In his book, Run with Horses, Eugene Peterson reminds us that we must be aware that we are living in the middle of a story that was begun and will be concluded by another. And that other is God. We are all made for an adventure of the Spirit, and God is with us, holding us on this adventure. We are all part of an ongoing story that started before us and will continue long after these bodies of ours, these earthly containers of spirit, are but dust. Our passage from Corinthians echoes these themes of being part of a story that is bigger than we are. We are not on this adventure of the Spirit alone. God is with us. God started the story and God will continue it. Our job is to live the story to the fullest now, in the present. There are two main accounts of the call to observe the Sabbath day in the Old Testament. In Exodus, when it is framed as an imitation of God's rest on the seventh day of creation, to delight in all that is made. And in Deuteronomy, when it is framed as a remembrance of the Exodus from slavery in Egypt. With this in mind, Sabbath keeping is not about rules for the sake of rules, but rather about restoration, and for experiencing and cultivating the deep, abiding goodness of God and the world that God has made. There is movement and flexibility in this. There is an elasticity in how Jesus moves on the Sabbath. This allows him to stretch and be flexible as he walks with the disciples and they pick heads of grain in the fields. There is movement and flexibility within the law. There is an elasticity as he invites the man with the withered hand toward him. He invites the man to stretch out his hand, to reach, and to trust that he is held in God's love. In that trust, there is healing and wholeness for the man. The Sabbath is meant to help us thrive, both personally and communally. We hear Jesus say the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. This reminds us that the law, including the call to Sabbath rest, was made for us, not the other way around. The law is there to help us, to support us, to hold us in living out our adventure of the Spirit. We all, to a certain degree, crave order and stability. But on this adventure of the Spirit, We are called to remember the spirit of the law rather than on insisting on keeping the letter of the law if it gets in the way of its life-giving purpose. We are to move and stretch and be flexible. Sabbath rest is about reorienting ourselves in this. It's about reminding ourselves that we are held, supported by God. It's about resting in that knowledge so that we can say, as Samuel did, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." We are invited to trust that we all have a harness, just like in that exercise class. We all have God's love and grace supporting, holding us. That love and grace hold us and allow us to move our hearts and minds toward the unexpected, toward what has yet to unfold, trusting that what God is creating, what God is working in our lives is good. Feel God's love holding you here this morning as we sing and pray and share in the sacrament together. Feel that harness of love and grace around you, holding you, gently stretching and supporting you, inviting you to move from fear to trust. When you leave this place, may you go with the knowledge that this harness of love and grace goes with you. May that knowledge allow you to rest in God's love when you need to, and may it free you to leap and somersault on this adventure of the Spirit that is this life's journey. In the name of love and in Jesus' name, amen.